Freedom is not something that you fight for in your own strength. It's something that has already been secured for you in Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit continually reminds you of that truth, especially in the quiet places, when you're tempted to feel stuck in old patterns or weighed down by old thoughts. Good evening and welcome back to the BibleLens.com evening devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Michael Chilcott, coming to you from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And as always, let's dive into Scripture. John chapter 8, verse 36 from the NIV says, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." And tonight, let your heart exhale. You are free. Not just in theory, but in reality. You are no longer bound by who you were or what you've done. The Spirit who lives in you testifies to the truth that you belong to God and that your life is no longer ruled by fear, guilt, or condemnation. Romans 8:1. Rest in the freedom tonight. You are not just free to live, you are free to rest, knowing your soul is held by His grace. As you lay down tonight, speak this truth to your heart. I am free in Christ. I am resting in the freedom tonight. Release any lie that tries to cling to your identity and let the Spirit's peace wrap around you and let the presence of God fill you. Let's pray. Father God, we humbly and graciously come before you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for reminding us that we are free. Not partially, not conditionally, but completely. And we rest in your truth tonight, that nothing holds us captive anymore. We are yours, and we are free indeed. Let your peace surround me as I sleep. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, my dear brothers and sisters, that's going to do it for our evening devotional here at thebiblelens.com. And if this message has encouraged you and uplifted you, please share it with a friend. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify and subscribe to us on YouTube. And don't forget to go to thebiblelens.com and register for an account. We have so many amazing features for you to use to grow in your understanding of the Word of God and to grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. Until tomorrow, may God bless you, and as always, walk in the Spirit. Have a wonderful, beautiful night in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.